Welcome back. This is Kurt Mortensen with another Sea of Trust. Hopefully you've been doing your homework. I'll track you down if you don't. So let's review. We've talked about character, which is the first C of the five C's of trust, competence, confidence, and today, credibility. Next time we'll go into congruence. Again, the more C's you have, the more trustworthy you're going to be, and the easier it will be to persuade other people. It was Jerry Spence, the trial lawyer, that says, "You can stand as the greatest orator in the world, possess the quickest mind, employ the cleverest psychology, and have mastered all the technical devices of argument, but if one is not credible, one might just as well preach to the pelicans." And Edward Murrow said, "To be persuasive, we must be believable. To be believable, we must be credible. To be credible, we must be truthful. Credibility is in the eye of the beholder and is constantly changing." Credibility can be high and low in the same presentation, the same audience. Credibility can change with time, presentation, or somebody else's opinion. So it's kind of like an oscillation. There's credibility before you meet them, as you meet them, during your presentation, at the end of your presentation. We've seen it time and time again that those that are calm and organized and act in an authoritative manner have increased credibility. So what are we talking about here? Well, have you been truthful? What's their history with you or your company? Or what have other people said about you? What's their experience been, currently and in the past? You see, when I polled people about the five C's of trust, I asked them, what is the most important one of trust? When you look at trust, what is the most important one? And 44%, the majority, said credibility. Now, here's the interesting part. Despite its great importance, the people that I polled felt that they established credibility only about 11% of the time. Why is it so low? Well, it's harder to gain credibility now than it has ever been. Most consumers are fairly sophisticated and have grown very cynical with all the exaggerated and unsubstantial hype that is thrown at them. They become numb. People have been burned in the past, developed thick skins against almost every persuasive message that they are exposed to. So, do you lack credibility? Well, I'm sure you're not perfect here, but here are some red flags. Calling to complain? To you? To your supervisor? To anybody? To their neighbors? To the internet? Failing to give you repeat business. That is a big one right there. Why don't they come back to you for more business? Exhibiting no loyalty. Again, going all over the place. Not doing business with you. Needing references, not returning your phone call, canceling appointments, all red flags that might say to you, you need a little more credibility. So here's a checklist. They're judging your appearance, obviously, your qualifications, how they're introduced to you, your product or service, your idea, your company. Have you been prompt? We know that when you're late, that decreases your credibility. So let's talk about ways to really boost your credibility. The first one is the way you reveal your qualifications. You have to be careful in how you explain and exhibit your credibility. If you launch into a laundry list of your accomplishments, or your education, or all the titles that you have, you might and will be perceived as self-centered. Take advantage of a less direct or less self-proclaiming ways to show your audience how competent you are. For example, you could hang your degrees on the wall, or have somebody else give you an introduction or a brief bio about you. Somebody else can offer their recommendation of you. Those are different things you can do. Credibility can also be defined as having an expertise, trustworthiness, or goodwill. So find ways to reveal why you're qualified so you don't come across as a braggart. You need to reveal your expertise, your qualifications, your education, your experience so they know you're the expert. It's kind of a catch-22. If you don't reveal it, you're not the expert. If you do reveal it the wrong way, you've come across as a braggart. Reveal to your audience why you are the expert and why you have earned the right to persuade about your product, service, or idea. Number two, preparation and polish. Do you know your stuff? When you can present yourself in a calm and organized manner, without being overly emotional or flustered, you will come across as more credible. Consider the most highly successful attorneys or CEO. No matter how rushed or pressured they are, you don't see them running into rooms, slamming their stuff on the table, throwing themselves in the chairs, opening the briefcase all over the place. No, they are composed at all times. That's because they must always convey an air of authority and control. Jury studies show that lawyers who appear well-organized are thought of as being more thorough and better prepared than their disorganized counterparts, which, of course, as you know, increases their credibility. So credibility is enhanced by every minute of preparation. Sure, you could wing it. Sure, you could leave it to chance. But you're either going to pay with your time being prepared or lost income. If your audience ever feels you should know the answer, but you don't, you've lost credibility. Plan, rehearse, and polish your presentation. Always research your audience. Number three, how do you really look? Your audience is going to judge you in the first 30 seconds. How are you coming across? Can you maintain eye contact? Is your appearance professional, polished? What does the audience expect? Number four, can you learn to borrow the credibility from somebody else? Absolutely. If you're coming into a situation where there is no credibility, borrow it from a coworker, from an endorsement, a testimonial, a referral. Absolutely. You can do that. Who has credibility? Borrow it from them and you become credible. Never badmouth the competition. That also decreases your credibility. That's pretty basic. Use credible facts, figures, statistics, or even studies. That increases your credibility because they come from outside sources. And the big one is turning your weakness into a strength. What do I mean? Let me put it to you this way. Your audience is looking for a weakness, so give them one. Because if you don't give them a weakness, they're going to assign one to you or your product. So do you want them to assign you one, or do you want to give them one? Because what happens if you come across as too good to be true, you're too good to be true, there's no credibility, there's no trust. Revealing a weakness tends to make people view you as more honest and trustworthy than those who cover up a product's faults. Great persuaders can even turn a weakness into a great selling point. What are the examples? I'll show you. Avis, we're number two, a weakness, we try harder. Listerine, it's nasty. The taste you ate twice a day, but you know it works. 7-Up, the un-cola, it's not a cola. L'Oreal, expensive makeup, because I'm worth it. They don't hide that fact. Volkswagen in the 60s, they had a saying, VW will stay ugly longer. They had one too that said, this car's so slow you'll never get a speeding ticket. What about Heinz ketchup? They get complaints. It's too thick, it takes too long. Weakness, turn into a strength. That is quality. When you are able to turn a weakness into a positive, your audience is going to appreciate that you've been open and frank. You never want to appear defensive or to be avoiding the audience on the issue. Let them understand your thinking process. Disclose everything about your product or service. What I am saying is that you need to provide a reason why you're doing what you're doing. Be willing to share the information your audience needs and wants. We all know that trustworthiness increases when we're all big enough to own up to our mistakes and weaknesses. People can forgive weakness, but they won't be as quick to forgive cover-ups. We see persuaders all the time that are open about a weakness or a drawback in a particular product or service idea and still seals the deal. That honesty builds credibility. People are looking for something negative, give them one and turn that into a strength. If your audience is only hearing positive things from you, you will lose credibility. This is a very skeptical world. Again, they're looking for a weakness. Give them one, or they will assign one to you. Great persuaders increase credibility by revealing an apparent weakness and turning that perceived weakness into a desired strength. So let's talk about homework. Before I do, remember that lying also decreases your credibility. Most persuaders think that only when they are caught in a lie that it decreases their credibility. And you've been caught, you just don't know it. They just don't call you on it. Your audience will sense it, mentally record it, and simply won't come back and won't do business with you. You thought you'd get away with it, but they still sensed it. Now you can call it lying, fibbing, untruthfulness, creative license, fabrication, whatever it is, it's still deception, and it decreases trustworthiness. So here's your homework. I want you to find a weakness in yourself or your product or your service. I want you to find a way during your presentation to reveal that weakness, to increase your credibility, to increase your trust, and find a way to turn that into a strength. It might take some thought, but it increases trust. For example, if you are an entrepreneur and you are a one-person company going against a 100-person corporation, you try to hide it. What if they find out? They're going to find out anyway. Reveal it. Reveal your weakness and turn it into a strength. Say something like this. You know, I know you're talking to Corporation XYZ, and you know it's just me and this company. But you know what? I'll answer my cell phone 24 hours a day. This is the only project I'm working on. You won't get lost in the cracks. You won't be working with six or seven other people. See that? You turn a weakness and turn it into a strength. That simple. Persuasion 101. Do that this week. Increase your credibility. Borrow credibility. Reveal a weakness are all ways to become more credible. When you become more credible, you're more trustworthy. You're more trustworthy. You're able to persuade with power.